And for the Simple PM for dessert and cure today, the date is 02/03/2026. Dictation is for Caneda Salinas. Salinas spells S-A-L-I-N-A-S. Caneda spells C-E-N-A-I-D-A. Date of birth is 11/08/1967. This is a 58-year-old female here with leg pain and period. Patient said this has been going on for some time but has gotten worse in the last 4 days. She stated that she came in today because whenever she climbed up and down stairs, she experienced pain throughout her right leg. Says she has to stretch it to make it feel better. She said pain is kind of crampy, non-radiating, located from her hip all the way down to her calf. She denies trauma, period. Says pain is approximately 6/10, increases with walking or climbing up and down stairs, period. Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient also complains of left arm pain. Says pain is located in the posterior surface of her arm. Denies trauma. Pain is non-radiating. Said that pain is approximately 4/10. Worse with motion and lifting, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No change of speed. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 144/88. Pulse 50. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. Left lower extremity, no edema, no cyanosis. Full range of motion with no discomfort. She has multiple prominent spider appearing veins. Negative Hohmann sign. Some mild tenderness in the calf. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, left arm, no full range of motion, no restrictions with range of motion. She has mild discomfort with range of motion in all fields. Tenderness of palpation in the posterior surface of her arm. No erythema, no edema. No break in her skin, no puncture wound notice, period. She's neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or emboli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is claudication. Number 2, left upper extremity pain, probably muscle strain. Number 3, peripheral vascular disease. Number 4, plaque deposit in her arteries throughout or left or right lower extremity, period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done of patient's lower extremity. Ultrasound reveals plaque deposit throughout her lower extremity arteries, period. Ultrasound of her upper extremities are unremarkable, period. Next paragraph. Now, patient and I had a discussion of her of findings on the ultrasound and the need for her to see a vascular surgeon. And she, in agreement, she was referred to Heart and Vascular Center of North Houston. A consult was completed and faxed. Patient was sent home with the following medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams. She was advised to take 1 PO daily. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. It was given me opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. End of dictation.